Howdy, folks. Aaron Weber here again. Sorry I missed last week. It was a very busy week for me, traveling and doing other things, but I wanted to catch up this week. I wanted to, first of all, I'm excited about coming down there. We're scheduled for early part of November, more just to meet and greet the good people that you are and re-engage with you, sit and counsel and strategize and set goals with, train if you feel that would be helpful to you, and then obviously meet with, director capable prospects, people that have an ability to do good things, that are coachable, that are hungry. And the idea is we build the beginnings of a nice little team before everyone disappears on vacation. We have a bunch of folks that have had experience with the product and the results as we go into the new year, where everyone's looking to lose weight again. And I'd refer you back to my previous lecture on seasonality and how to use the seasons to your advantage. So one of the things we're doing in the next few months, springtime, swimsuit season coming up, is, hey, come here and let us help you get in shape. We produce result with those people who are the exact same people that are then out in the marketplace come the new year, when those New Year's resolutions hit, and people want to finally do something about those things they've tried to every year. What I wanted to visit on today is a little bit about how to use social media. First of all, a couple of don'ts. Don't do that thing that you've seen everyone else do about, I've joined this new business, I've got this new project, I've got this wonderful opportunity, you know, I need you to join me so I can get my free trip to blah, blah, blah. You're all too smart for that. Don't do that. What you're effectively doing there is demonstrating that you're one of those people, and you scare people away. You've just abused and overused and misused all your warm market, which makes every subsequent piece of work you do more difficult. So just don't do that. Here would be my suggested pattern for you in using social media. Everything has a pattern, a strategy, a technique, a methodology where you use social media as a tool, just like email or phone calls or face-to-faces are a tool. You use them to your maximum advantage, and you do so following a pattern. And the pattern is basically this. Interest number one, interest number two, develop some intrigue from which they will then, number four, they will ask you questions. Or if they don't, when you have a call to action or an ask for them, they've been guided to that point where it's more likely to be positively received. For example, interest number one, your post on Facebook or Instagram or maybe, is where the audience notices the content and what you're doing, but they probably don't engage, make a comment or a like or a thumbs up, but they see it there and it's like, that's interesting. For example, hey guys, it's swimsuit season. This year I'm going to do something, you know, about it. I'm going to really lose some weight. I've got a new thing I'm working on. I'm excited about it. Stay tuned for updates. You're not asking them to do anything. You're not asking them to join you and give you a lot of money. You're just doing what social media is designed to do. Give them a look over your backyard fence into your life as to what you're doing that you're excited about. Interest number two, after a week or so, is, hey, an update on what I referenced before. It's going really well. I've lost a kilo or two, or I haven't lost weight yet, but I'm feeling much better, etc., etc. So it's a interest two, and you could add interest three, interest four, whatever you want. Interest one and interest two demonstrate a pattern where you create interest, you support and sustain that interest by a subsequent post that develops some degree of, point three, intrigue. And so your third post is designed to develop some intrigue. The difference between interest and intrigue is interest is, oh, that's interesting. Intrigue is, I wonder what they're doing. I wonder what Aaron is doing here that has him feeling so good and upbeat, or experiencing these results, or is getting these positive replies to, etc., etc. Interest is information. Intrigue begins the action process. And then the last one is, and this is what intrigue is designed to do, they begin to ask you questions. Using Facebook as the analogy, you get that private message saying, hey, Aaron, what is it you're doing again? Tell me more about that. Or you ask them questions. You can do it generally in your post, Be very careful about that. If you do it that way, you say, hey, I've had a lot of messages from people asking me what I'm doing. Here's what I'm doing. If you want to find out more, let me know. So it's very soft ask, but it is a call to action. And then people will act. And when they act, you support. So again, the social media formula, be it Facebook, Instagram, whatever method you use, is develop interest, continue that interest, call that interest one, interest two, maybe an interest three, more of a pattern. From that interest, you develop some intrigue, which segues into them or you asking or creating a call to action. That's your social media formula. Let me give you an old school example of how that would work. Back in the days when we put newspaper ads in. Years ago, I wanted to, sitting here in Utah in the middle of winter, thinking, where do I want to build my business that's warm and easy to get to? And so I decided on Arizona. I learned over the process of beginning to build my business in Phoenix, Arizona, that it takes a program of advertising in the paper. Yes, I'm showing my age and lack of technology usage back then. I developed a pattern of Sunday morning paper ads over a series of 3 or 4 weeks, because here's what happened. Week number one, they saw my ad and it was interesting to them. I tried to word it such that it gained interest and raised some eyebrows and stood out, but wasn't too unusual. But they didn't do anything about it. Week number two, they saw the ad again. I'm like, oh, that's right. I remember that. I was going to do something about it. I'm reaffirming their interest, compounding it, if you will. But they still didn't do anything about it. They meant, you know, first time they thought about it, second time they meant to, and then the third time when the ad's in the paper again, probably when they're lining the bottom of their birdcage with that newspaper, they see the ad again and say, that's right, I've got to do something. That's when they responded. I saw a significant increase in the responses to the third or fourth placement of the exact same ad on the exact same day in the exact same paper than I did on the first or second. Compound interest building, leading to intrigue, leading to an ask or a call to action, is what works. And I would ask folks as they replied to my ad, you know, it was just the first time you'd seen it. Most of them said no. They'd seen all the ads and they meant to respond, but they never got around to it. Great case in point in terms of how to do it much more efficiently, much more effectively with photos and video or whatever in social media. Interest one, interest two plus leads to some degree of intrigue, and you design your posts along those exact lines where you know I'm moving now from interest to intrigue, where I'm going to have them thinking about doing something, to then the call to action or the ask, either they of you or you kindly, specifically, or generally of them. There you go. You know all this, but maybe that helps you order your thoughts and is a call to action to you to use your social media in a much more powerful, targeted, appropriate way. And worst case scenario, it demonstrates you're not one of those guys vomiting all over people through social media and thus disqualifying them from ever wanting to join with you. Good luck. I look forward to being down there in a little bit over a month. Have a great day and a great week. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.